The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome to the Joe Piscopo Show. In the 7 a.m. hour, this is Jen Kern sitting in for the big guy, Joe Piscopo. He'll be back tomorrow, by the way, and we're sitting in with the gang today, Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia, having a grand old time. Boy, Liz Cheney still licking her wounds. We talked a little bit about that in the 6 a.m. hour. Liz Cheney, the final numbers are in on this, by the way. She ended up losing by 37 points, folks. That is what we call a good old shellacking. Liz Cheney, how the mighty have fallen during the Trump administration. Liz Cheney is a Congress member, voted with President Trump 93% of the time on the bills that were backed by Trump. And look at what's happened to her in just the span of 18 months. Isn't that interesting? Well, the midterms boding quite well for Republicans. According to the latest polling, Republicans are still up by 4 points on the generic ballot for the midterms. Can you believe it? There's about 80 days left till the midterms. Can't come soon enough, as far as I'm concerned. Let's make Joe Biden the lamest duck that America has ever seen. I think the GOP is on target for that. Rasmussen poll and Morning Consult poll says that the GOP is holding steady with about a 4-point lead nationally on the generic ballot. That means that any ballot that has a Republican versus a Democrat, the voter is more likely to vote for the Republican. The Rasmussen poll and the Morning Consult poll, by the way, had accurate predictions on the last midterm election cycle. It had consistently the Democrats up by about 3 points all the way through the midterm season. So if those are any indication, I think the Republican Party is in pretty good stead there. With the midterms approaching, I think this is quite interesting. One topic that Democrats haven't been talking about since the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago last week is the Roe versus Wade ruling. And I really thought that was going to be the number one issue of the midterm elections on the Democrat side. You know, they were going to really ram that down our throats, and we'd hear about this, you know, war on women from now through the November 8th election. But the FBI raid really trumps that, no pun intended. And I think the abuse of power and the concern over the American intelligence state is going to be a bigger concern. But leave it to Kamala Harris to fumble and try to bring it back into the national vernacular, ever reaching for relevance in the White House, where I think she feels that she doesn't belong. And I think she's right. By the way, Kamala Harris, who you've not heard much from lately, has a 58% disapproval rating. It's actually higher in some spots than her boss. And boy, as I think I've said it first on this show with Joe Piscopo, that the Bidens did exactly what they set out to do with Kamala Harris, which was to completely destroy her career. And the reason for that was she was the only person, if you remember, in the presidential debates in 2020, who took on Joe Biden as his record as a person who was against busing black kids into schools where they could get a better education, and against even the Obama-Biden Safe Communities Act back in 2013, 2014. So they all dislike her very much and have from the beginning. And anyone who has known that history of bad blood between Kamala Harris and the Obamas, and even Jill Biden hates her. Widely reported that fact, by the way. But anyway, Kamala Harris recently compared the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade ruling, saying that it was like slavery. And this just goes to show how dumb Kamala Harris is, that she doesn't know her history. If she knew her history, she would know that it was the Democrats, not the Republicans, who actually kept slavery alive and who voted against every civil rights legislation for 100 years straight. Now, Liz Cheney, at her concession speech yesterday, compared herself and her new endeavor. She's going to start a new nonprofit organization that goes after Trump solely. And she's calling it The Great Task, and compared herself to Abraham Lincoln. Well, don't forget, Abraham Lincoln was the person who freed the slaves. Maybe Kamala Harris doesn't know that. Maybe Kamala Harris also doesn't know that the Republican Party was founded on the issue of being the anti-slavery party. What Kamala Harris also may not know is that the 13th Amendment, which helped free the slaves, was passed by Republicans, introduced by Republicans, as was the 14th Amendment and the 15th Amendment. Those amendments recognized Black Americans as individuals and allowed them property rights in this country. And that was blocked every step of the way. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment blocked every step of the way by Kamala Harris's party. So it would be wise of her not to go around saying that the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court ruling is akin to slavery. It was also, by the way, the Democrats in this country who voted against the women's right to vote. You may not know that, but it was Republican women who brought up the first idea, took it to a Republican National Convention to introduce the concept, and then it got ratified in a bunch of Republican-led states. But yeah, you're right, Kamala. Roe versus Wade court ruling over the summers, just like slavery. Kamala Harris may also not know that the Democrats and her party voted against the Civil Rights Act of the 1950s and 1960s. Even Democrat Senator John F. Kennedy and Al Gore's dad, who was a U.S. senator, voted against all of the Civil Rights Act of the 1950s and 60s. And it was the Democrat Party who voted to keep separate but equal water fountains and swimming pools, basically segregation, in place, even as Republicans fought for blacks to be equal. And that's just some of the history. If you go even further in to the last century, it was Richard M. Nixon who signed the bill to create affirmative action. Originally, I think it was called the Philadelphia Plan. And it was Ronald Reagan who signed Martin Luther King Day into law as a national holiday. And you compare this to Kamala Harris's boss, who voted against busing black kids into better schools so they could get a better education. And don't forget, it was Joe Biden who said he didn't want those kids to be bused in because he didn't want his kids' school to become a, quote, jungle. So perhaps the next time Kamala Harris wants to talk about what slavery is and whose party has been on the right side, she ought to remember this history, because the reputation and the voting record of the Democrats for the last 150 years up until the last few years has been atrocious. And I suspect she knows that deep down, because, you know, she's a smart lady and all that, went to law school and surely had some history classes along the way. So that is that's my thought on that. We've got a great show coming up. Lots of guests stacking up here. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis, representative for the 11th Congressional District. She's going to be talking about this proposal to house 5,000 additional hotel rooms to house shelter migrants who were coming to New York. Now, I can't think of anything worse, can you, than telling hotel owners and managers who just came out of a two-year lockdown, in effect, and a pandemic, that they now have to acquiesce to the government will and turn their hotel vacancies over to people who don't even belong in this country and who've come here for refuge. This is interesting, and this is a direct violation of the property rights that property owners and hotel owners and homeowners in the state of California also are being told by the government that they have to do this. And people in California are so outraged that this has actually ended up on the ballot for November. And the people of California are going to vote on whether they have to give up their hotel rooms to shelter the homeless, because there's such a homeless crisis out west. So we'll be talking to her about this. We'll also be talking to Grover Norquist this hour, the head of Americans for Tax Reform. He's going to be talking about what the Inflation Reduction Act really means to the average family of four. How much is it really going to cost you? I suspect it's a lot more than what the White House is telling you. Then next hour, we'll talk to Colonel Kurt Schlichter. He's an attorney and a retired Army infantry colonel. And boy, he has some strong reaction on the call to defund the FBI after what we saw last week with the Mar-a-Lago raid down in Florida. Then we'll be talking with Lieutenant Randy Sutton, a 34-year police veteran and founder of the Wounded Blue. He'll talk about the first NFL team in the nation set to honor wounded police officers this coming weekend. Now, my, how this has changed, right? Since the summer of 2020, when the kneeling was happening and people were turning their backs to the national anthem, I think the NFL has learned a lesson or two. Because why? Because the free market has spoken, and the NFL and ESPN and all these carriers of the games have seen a ratings tank over their woke policies. And so he'll be here to tell us about the NFL's turnabout. 8:40 a.m., A.J. Rice will be with us. He'll be talking about how Dr. Fauci and the CDC failed us, and what he thinks of the new news this morning that the CDC is going to do a reorganization. And then in the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to talk to some people who were in Washington, D.C., the day of the January 6th attacks. They were nowhere near the Capitol, but they had their lives turned upside down and nearly destroyed because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And we'll talk to them, and we'll talk to the documentary filmmakers behind the upcoming film, Shame of a Nation. They're doing a documentary, comes out Labor Day weekend in just a couple of weeks. If you can believe Labor Day is in just a couple of weeks. I don't know where the summer went, but we'll be talking to them about that. They've produced some great documentaries with Dr. Sebastian Gorka here on the Salem Radio Network. And we'll be talking with them a little bit about what they think of the recent January 6th hearings. So lots of news coming up, lots of great guests. We're going to throw it over now to Kristen North for traffic here on AM 970 The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Not a good scene in Nassau County in Westbury. It's the Northern State Parkway westbound at exit 29A, which is the LIE. It's an accident with the right lane blocked. It's a vehicle that went into the woods. Southbound FDR Drive is slow approaching 20th Street. A disabled vehicle takes out the right lane and traffic is slow back to 34th Street. It's bumper-to-bumper ride in Brooklyn on the Gowanus eastbound between the Prospect Expressway and Cabin Plaza. Stop and go in Queens on the LIE westbound between the Van Wyck Expressway and Woodhaven Boulevard. In the Bronx, it's going to be busy on the Cross Bronx Expressway southbound. It's jamming up between the Bruckner Interchange and the Sheridan Expressway. Checking our scene at the Hudson River crossings into and out of New York, the George is actually doing pretty well. Just keep in mind, the outbound upper deck has road work blocking the left lane on the ramp to the Palisades Parkway until further notice. So far, so good at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels into and out of the city, and you're good at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Nature Valley. Nature Valley is giving away back-to-school gear for free at the Retalk Shop. On TikTok, show how you reduce, reuse, or recycle with hashtag RetalkForNature, and you could be served a code unlocking one free item. While supplies last, terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains why Trump should be back.
It has to be Donald Trump, because he's the only one who will do what needs to be done. He knows the power of the feds to destroy innocent people. The FBI has to be dismantled. The next president of the United States must be Donald Trump.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Bed Bath & Beyond shares are losing ground after investor Ryan Cohen revealed his plans to sell a stake in the home goods retailer. Cohen, founder of pet supplies company Chewy, also is chairman of GameStop. Bed Bath & Beyond is owned by his investment firm RC Ventures. Cohen has been calling for changes at Bed Bath & Beyond, including the sale of its Bye Bye Baby chain. People are back to traveling this summer, and they're buying luggage, too. Shares of Samsonite are jumping after the company made a profit in its first half of the year compared with a loss a year ago. Fed officials revealed in minutes from their recent meeting that they need to keep raising interest rates to fight inflation, though they indicated the pace could slow if the economy cools. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes. These heroes need your help. That's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and veterans, and even our homeless service members. Help these heroes now. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Attention commercial building owners, landlords, and property managers. The appearance of your business is its calling card. Considering repainting yet again? Do not, I repeat, do not paint until you speak with Susan at Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield is engineered to outlast paint and is formulated to outsmart the elements. Their unique ceramic technology can be sprayed on to virtually any substrate, including brick and block and stucco, cement, wood, metal, and more. The patented coating looks just like traditional latex paint. Comes in virtually any color, but lasts much, much longer. It protects, it waterproofs, and insulates as well. Rhino Shield guarantees your building will look as if it was just painted with an amazing 25-year transferable warranty against peeling, chipping, cracking, mold, or mildew. When was the last time a painter gave you a 25-year warranty? You will never have to paint again. Call for a free quote by August 31st and lock in a 20% discount. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Or go to Rhino Shield of NY.com.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Secular Live, coming up this afternoon at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer. Riding along on your Thursday with Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia. And Joe Piscopo will be back here tomorrow to tell us about his adventures with the folks at Relief Factor and his travels out there in the hellscape that is now the American airport systems under Joe Biden. But first things first, we have a very special guest, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, representative for New York's 11th Congressional District, with us talking about this crazy plan of Eric Adams to house migrants in New York City hotels. Congresswoman, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. What can you tell us about this? There's word that New York is looking for 5,000 additional hotel rooms to shelter migrants. What do you know about this?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And 5,000 hotel rooms, that's a lot of rooms, and that's a lot of money that the taxpayers are going to have to shell out. What's happening right now is the border crisis has gotten so out of control. We've had over 3 million people cross into our country illegally since our president took office. And, they refuse to reinstate, remain in Mexico. He's done away with it for good. He decides he's going to catch and release, which means that people are being released into the interior of the country, and they're not returning for their asylum court dates, many of them. And it's very problematic. You know, I'm the daughter of immigrants. I know Joe and I talk about this all the time. But there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do something. And this is completely chaotic. He's created absolute disorder at the border. So now, Governor Abbott is sending them to other parts of the country because Texas can't handle it on its own. And he's hoping that some of the mayors and governors will join Republicans' calls to stop this illegal entry at the border and to secure our border, as was being done under President Trump. So the mayor instead has decided to, put people in hotel rooms. He is joining Governor Hochul in incentivizing illegal immigration. And what the listener should also know is what the governor has done here in the state of New York. She created a $220 million fund to provide health care for those who are in the country illegally. She also created a $2 billion fund to give stimulus payments to those who are in the country illegally. And this is all at a time when you think about how seniors are struggling with their increased Medicare costs, co-pays and all of that. And in terms of stimulus checks, if you are a single mother earning $90,000, let's say, you got nothing. You got no stimulus check. But yet here's Kathy Hochul giving it to those who are in the country illegally. Once again, incentivizing, things that are the people that are doing things the wrong way. And so that's really the issue here, is that we need our mayor and our governor to join calls. Me and Lee Zeldin held a press conference earlier this week calling on them to join us, to call on this president to secure the border, reinstate, remain in Mexico. Let's put a process in place that is orderly, not this chaos that we're seeing right now.
We are welcomed by Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, who's joined us. Yeah, the Daily News, Congresswoman, is reporting that nearly 1,000 hotel rooms already in New York City have been rented out for the migrants, and that the mayor of New York City is calling for 5,000 more. I mean, you mentioned the price tag here. I mean, that sticker price to taxpayers is going to be significant. They mention no end date for this to happen. They mention that the migrants can stay there as long as they need the Department of Social Services. And that's going to be a pretty hefty sticker price. But then on top of that, you have to think about these hotel owners that are coming off of 2 years of a lockdown in New York City, in effect, 2 years of a pandemic. Tourism still is not quite 100% back. This is such a violation of private property rights, is it not?
Well, you know, in some cases, the hotel owners may be happy because they're going to have a steady stream of income. As a matter of fact, you know, Bill de Blasio had cut a lot of deals to turn hotels into homeless shelters. In fact, a lot of shady deals in which they were making, millions of dollars in contracts with some of his friends at the expense of taxpayers. But what I'll say is that, look, we obviously have a homeless crisis ourselves in this city if you just walk the streets of New York. We know that there are still veterans that need housing. There are seniors that are struggling to keep a roof over their head. And now they have to burden the cost of individuals who have crossed into our country illegally simply because Joe Biden won't secure this border. And that is, to me, absolutely outrageous. How many millions and millions of immigrants have come over the years? They've never had government paying for a hotel room for them to stay in or giving them, you know, the benefits that Governor Kathy Hochul is incentivizing illegal migration with. You know, they came here, they worked hard, they got a job, and they paid for their own housing and food and shelter. I mean, that's the way it should be done. But because there's such disorder and chaos created by Joe Biden, let's remember this. It was not like this when he took office. President Trump was building a barrier. He was putting more CBP agents there. They were they had remained in Mexico, had Title 42. They were doing things in an orderly way where people could apply for asylum, but they had to stay on the other side of the border until it was their date for their court hearing to ensure that they actually came to their court hearing. But think about also some of the nefarious activity that's taking place at our southern border. There have been tons of fentanyl streaming over to the point that now it is the number one killer of 18 to 45-year-olds in this country. Okay, just in New York the other day, two Mexican drug smugglers were caught with $1.2 million in meth. And what happened when they were caught? Well, they were released back onto the street because of Governor Kathy Hochul's bail law. $1.2 million in meth. They weren't turned over to Customs and Border Patrol agents. They weren't sent over to Department of Homeland Security. They were just turned right back onto the streets thanks to our governor. Okay, that is so backwards. And then we know that there have been dozens of people on the terrorist watch list, right, that have been stopped. Now, so many individuals coming from over 60 countries. We know Al-Qaeda is reemerging in Afghanistan. We know that, you know, Russia and China are not happy with us right now. Iran has threatened to make to commit attacks against Americans in on our soil. So we have this southern border wide open, okay? And you know people on the FBI terrorist watch list are crossing because you're catching some of them. But what about the ones you're not catching? About 800,000 gotaways that have not been caught. Who are they? We don't know. And that should be concerning to everyone, particularly people in New York in a post-9/11 world.
Absolutely. We're talking with Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis about the New York plan to house migrants in hotel rooms in New York City. And you're right. We don't know the exact number. Some authorities say 2.7 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border since Joe Biden has an office. The CBP says it could be as high as 4 million. That is a lot of people to come across in just 18 months. And you're right. President Trump had the lowest border crossing number in a generation. And for all of the critiques of him, boy, he sure did a great job of that. And by the way, what has happened to the Democratic Party going so far left that 10 years ago, Hillary Clinton, when she was a senator, Chuck Schumer, even Barack Obama, when he was a senator, voted to support the Secure Fences Act. They knew that the border fence in Yuma, Arizona, for example, worked. And how far left have they gone, Congresswoman, that they can't support common sense law in this regard?
You know, and that is what is so troubling, is that the Democrats are doing this on purpose. They are doing this by design. We are paying for the contract for the barriers in the wall, and yet it's not being built. They decided to stop the Remain in Mexico policy that brought some order to the process of people coming in and applying for asylum. And again, it's not just South American or Central American countries. As I said, over 60 countries around the world. And so it's just an unbelievable thing. But now, how do we fix it? The only way we're really going to fix this, because the Democrats in Congress have gone along with this scheme, the only way we're going to fix it is if we do take back the House or take back the Senate or hopefully both, and then we have more leverage to push back and hold Biden accountable, whether it's through subpoenas and hearings and going after Mayorkas and trying to remove him from office because he's been a disaster, or whether it be using the budget process for leverage to make sure that they complete the barriers and fulfill the contracts that Americans are currently paying for. But the idea that we have people here in New York that are seeing what's happening and they want to be accommodating instead of actually joining our calls to stop this madness and this chaos. So that's why it's so important that people get out and vote this year and send a very, very strong message to the president, to the governor, and replace this governor, actually. And I hope people will join me in these efforts, because this is just completely unsustainable. The mayor even said it. He said that it's overbearing to our overcrowded classrooms, to our hospitals, to our infrastructure. He's absolutely right. But yet he's not doing anything about it in terms of pushing the president of his own party to do something. And I hope people of Staten Island and Brooklyn, I just want to remind them that we do have an election on Tuesday. There is a Republican primary. I hope people will come out and support me so I can continue to do this work. And I hope in November that people will go out and vote for Lee Zeldin, because he is, I think, within striking distance to win this election. And it's so critical to New York that we end one-party rule. We can't have this one-party Democrat rule at the city, state, and federal level. It's just been disastrous. There needs to be some type of balance.
That's right. Well, from your lips to God's ears, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And we'll take a quick break, get some news from Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees at 737. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor Eric Adams is expected to address concerns about outdoor dining today. Officials say outdoor dining structures were critical in helping the struggling restaurant industry through the coronavirus pandemic, but residents are complaining about quality of life issues. Some are arguing that since pandemic-related restrictions have eased, the outdoor dining shed should go. They say outdoor dining sheds are an eyesore, attract rodents and the homeless, and take up parking spots. Mayor Adams supports outdoor dining but understands some of the concerns and will be in Brooklyn today to talk about it. Two New Jersey lawmakers have proposed a ban on sports events that are backed by foreign entities, such as the LIV golf tournament that's sponsored by the Saudi Arabian government. It was held last month at the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster. The lawmakers, Democratic State Senators Andrew Zwicker and Richard Cody, say their proposal applies to all sporting events but is meant to specifically focus on the LIV tournament, which they say is disrespectful to families of 9/11 victims. The Saudi government has denied any connection with the attacks on the World Trade Center 21 years ago. In sports, Yankees snapping a three-game skid in dramatic fashion. Josh Donaldson with a grand slam in the bottom of the 10th, beating the Rays 8-7. The Mets snapped their two-game slide with a 9-7 win over the Braves. Max Scherzer picks up the victory after allowing four runs over 6 1/3 innings pitched. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic, Kristen North's got the answer.
Trouble traveling in Westbury. This is in Nassau County. It's a Northern State Parkway westbound right at the LIE. That's exit 29A. It's a vehicle that went down an embankment into the woods, and the right lane is blocked. We're going to see bumper-to-bumper delays. This is going to be the FDR Drive southbound in Manhattan approaching 79th Street. That's a crash with the right lane blocked and delays back to the RFK Triborough Bridge. Still a bit slow on the southbound FDR Drive by 20th Street. That's a disabled vehicle with the right lane blocked. It's bumper-to-bumper delays on the Cross Bronx southbound between the Bruckner Interchange and the area of the Sheridan Expressway. And we're going to see a lot of heavy traffic on the Cross Bronx northbound between the Alexander Hamilton Bridge and Webster Avenue. Checking our scene at the Hudson River, well, so far so good into and out of the city at the George Washington Bridge. Only minor delays, but we do have road work on the outbound upper deck. The left lane is blocked on the ramp to the Palisades Parkway. It's about 15 to 20 inbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels, but not too bad overall outbound. You know, now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Ever experience a great steak at a fine restaurant and wondered, why can't you get that great quality at home? Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors supplies many of New York and New Jersey's fine restaurants. Now you can get the same high-quality selection of meats for your most important customer, your own family. LaFreda deals in only premium 100% black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States. Their only focus is meat. You won't find any frozen side dishes or gimmicks here. Offering every kind of meat in every cut, such as tomahawk, bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center cut filet, to name a few, supplying only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burger chopped meat blends. Shipped overnight, cut the night you place your order, and always fresh, never frozen. To order, go online at lafreda.com, L-A-F-R-I-E-D-A.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 970 The Answer called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air at 10 a.m. on Sundays, so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across the great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on all the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, please contact our offices at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
On 9/11, 2,977 people were killed in terrorist attacks on American soil. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. U.S. Army Specialist Jason Wheeler is one of those heroes. He reenlisted in the Army after 9/11. He suffered a series of injuries that left him unable to walk. Specialist Wheeler and his family moved into a mortgage-free smart home in Texas that was custom designed for his needs. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate, please, $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katzenmatidis at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show on this Thursday morning on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Piscopo will be back here tomorrow to close out the week with you. And in the meantime, we are honored to have the president for Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist, one of my favorite tax fighters in the country. Grover Norquist, welcome to the Joe Piscopo Show.
Hey, good to be with you, Jen.
Hey, thanks so much. I was just telling the guys in studio about your famous Wednesday morning meeting in D.C. and what a great resource that is. And I said, I'm not even sure if that still exists because we had COVID and couldn't gather. But I presume that's still back on and you guys are fighting the fight, the good fight in D.C. So thanks so much for joining.
Absolutely. We had it yesterday and it's in person. But in by Zoom, we had the fellow who runs the meeting in Ukraine that we set up 3 years ago. So there are meetings like that in 26 countries, and 45 states, including New Jersey. Alan Ashkenazi chairs the one in New Jersey.
Wow, phenomenal. Well, we're so honored to have you today to help us walk through the Inflation Reduction Act. And I'm using air quotes there because I think we all know how this is going to end up. I want to do sort of a Grover game show here, if we could. I want to run through the statements that the White House is saying that the Inflation Reduction Act will promise. And then I want to get the Grover Norquist official up or down. Is that true or not? So first off, the White House is, of course, saying this is going to lower health care costs for everybody. They're, of course, saying this because it's a midterm year. And this sounds great, especially to seniors and other folks who watch their health care costs closely. True or not true?
Not true. They do increase subsidies for some people on Obamacare. That's true. But that doesn't reduce the cost. It just means taxpayers are picking up the cost. Whenever they subsidize like housing, it's very expensive housing. It's just taxpayers are paying for it.
Yeah, that does sound ring true here. The White House also claims that the Inflation Reduction Act, again, air quotes, will create economic opportunities and jobs for all. True or not true, Grover Norquist?
Well, not true. Tough to see what they're getting at. It raises the cost of gasoline by raising tax on crude oil. It raises the cost of natural gas with a tax on producing it. And it raises the cost of coal with a tax on that. So if you make energy more expensive, it's hard to understand how you make the country better off. And then they have taxes on growing businesses, which is also not conducive to growth. There's not a single thing in there to help growth.
Well, that sort of answers the next question then. The White House promises that this will lower energy costs. There, of course, was this news overnight that Biden's freeze on oil leases was reinstated. That can't help the energy situation in America, can it?
No, it will increase the cost of energy. It raises taxes on energy. It raises taxes on utilities. It raises taxes on growing companies. What it does do is it gives subsidies to very rich people who buy very expensive electric vehicles. They get a $4,000-$7,000 tax credit, but they're kind of screwed too because the manufacturers of those just raised their prices by almost the exact amount of the tax subsidy. So nobody gets a better deal.
Wow. The White House also promising, of course, with those 87,000 new IRS agents, armed and dangerous, as is in their job description, that they promise nobody under the income level of $400,000 a year will be audited. What say you, Grover Norquist, true or not true, you think?
Well, the Republicans in the Senate put an amendment up saying, okay, wise guy, you say you don't intend to audit anyone who earns less than $400,000. We put into this law that that won't happen. Every single Democratic senator voted against that. They're willing to say they won't do it, but they all voted against a law that would have stopped them. So what do you think their plans are?
Crazy. Another question here, Grover. The White House pledges to make the tax code more fair. True or not true?
No, they put all sorts of gimmicks in there. They're giving special deals to different people. The spending part of it is worse than the tax part of it. It is a lot of slush fund to big city political machines, a lot of money being handed out. They're going to pay people to go around and see whether there's enough shade in cities, you know, enough trees, a tree canopy for cities. You can go on Google for free and see where the trees are on any given city. And these guys are spending billions hiring probably political friends to walk around and look for trees.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. We're talking with the president of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist, doing a little Grover game show here on the Inflation Reduction Act. True or not true? The White House, Grover, is pledging that the Inflation Reduction Act will provide lower costs for small businesses, especially those who will be incentivized now to be green and climate aware. True or not true?
Well, they give some targeted tax credits out if you use energy that's less efficient than the energy you're using now. And they will have some subsidies, which you and I will pay for in higher taxes. So when you give somebody a tax credit and say, oh, if you use a windmill, we'll give you a tax credit for that, that's government spending. And that money is being made up for by taxes on other people. It's not, you're actually subsidizing something and pretending that the only cost is the unsubsidized part. It's thoroughly dishonest. And no, if subsidizing something made it less expensive, colleges would be less expensive. They got a lot of federal subsidies, and all it did was keep pushing the prices up. When did healthcare start becoming expensive? When we decided to subsidize it to keep prices low.
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, Grover, in the minute we have left, all joking aside, all game show silliness aside, what exactly is the Biden administration trying to do here with this massive Inflation Reduction Act? What is going to be the real impact on both the overall economy, in your estimation, and the impact to, say, the average family of four? What is the real cost going to end up being?
It will accomplish what they wanted to accomplish, which is to pay off all their political allies.
Might have lost Grover there. Oh, looks like we lost him.
Yeah, we did.
Looks like we lost him. Well, I think what Grover was alluding to there is, you know, this sort of pay-for-play scheme where the Biden administration is going to have all of their cronies in this gigantic bureaucracy of the IRS that's going to grow to double its size while putting their thumbs and their foot on the neck of the American taxpayer, the small business owner, the Medicare user, and so on and so forth. And I think he's right about that. So Grover Norquist, thank you so much for joining us. President for Americans for Tax Reform. Going to turn it over now for a quick look at the traffic with Kristen North on AM 970.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have an update in Westbury on the Northern State Parkway westbound at the LIE. That's exit 29A. It's a crash with the right lane blocked. The car went into the woods, but it is being pulled up over the guardrail as we speak. But we still have heavy delays through that spot. And we're dealing with delays in the FDR Drive southbound at 20th Street. A disabled vehicle still stuck in the right lane, and traffic is slow back to 34th Street. Better news in Manhattan on the FDR Drive southbound at 79th Street. A crash has been cleared, but the damage is done. It's still pretty slow through that area. Harlem River Drive southbound is jammed between the 3rd Avenue Bridge and the FDR Drive, and we're slow on the Cross Bronx southbound in the Bronx between Castle Hill Avenue and the Sheridan Expressway. Checking our Hudson River crossings, well, believe it or not, inbound and outbound at the GW Bridge, we're actually in pretty good shape, but the outbound upper deck has roadwork blocking the left lane of the ramp to the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln and Holland tunnels, not too bad. It's about a 15 to 20 minute delay, which is typical for this time of the day. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Carol Platt-Lebow for townhall.com. This week, we mark a sad milestone for America, precisely a year since our calamitous withdrawal from Afghanistan. There are innumerable ways to count the cost. 13 U.S. service members died. More than 800 Americans remain behind, stranded in a hostile country along with the Afghans who risked everything to help us there. The Taliban celebrated the anniversary of America's retreat with a parade, complete with elements of the $7 billion worth of military equipment we left. One group definitely not celebrating is the country's women, once again stripped of their dignity. They can no longer go out alone after dark or attend high school and must veil from head to toe. Joe Biden's administration deserted Afghanistan without a plan, and there's no accountability for anyone for any of it. Is it any wonder Americans dislike and distrust so many of their once trusted institutions?
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
5X480. Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching. But a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, and I want to tell you about Relief Factor. And I tell you the stories on the air, and you're going to see the commercials like I tell you on the radio. They took a lot of what I do on the radio, and they put it onto the TV that you will see in the weeks to come, because it's true. When I need the knee pain that I had, the shoulder pain that I had, you know, it got me out of pain in 5 days. 5 days out of pain. And I could do the things around the house, bending down and picking up one of my kids or something, for crying out loud. Even as they get older, you like to like hold them, you know. And or again, something simple as taking out the garbage or going up and down the stairs. And I credit Relief Factor, again, by the grace of God, be able to get out of pain like I got out of pain. And I did it in 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks. That's all we ask. With that quick start for $19.95, go to relieffactor.com, please, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. To hear more about this particular offer, feel the difference, go to relieffactor.com.
The Arthur Ardala Power Hour, coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Al Gattulo, Jen Kearns, and Joe Sebelia here as Joe Piscopo is off. He's going to be flying back later on today from Washington State doing some Relief Factor commercials. We'll hear all about his adventures tomorrow. But first, some weather with Jeff Nordine at the AccuWeather Desk. Jeff, no rain in the next couple of days, huh?
Not in the foreseeable future, Al. It's going to be a great next couple of days with sunshine, just a few clouds passing by. And hey, I got something that Joe's going to like when he comes back later today and tomorrow. Warmer temperatures, 85 today with partly sunny skies, clear tonight down to 70, and we're almost going to hit 90 tomorrow with sunshine and blue skies at 88 degrees. We go into the weekend dry as well, partly sunny both days, mid-80s for high temperatures.
Sounds good, and maybe some rain early next week. We'll get to that in our weather segment in the next hour. Okay, Jeff, thanks so much.
Sounds good to me.
You got it.
Yeah,
all right.
No problem.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much, Al. Well, looking at the polling of Joe Biden as he prepares to take off on his national tour to promote the Inflation Reduction Act between now and the midterms. Looking at the Gallup poll rating, his latest job approval rating is 38%. Ouch. That is Liz Cheney type of polling. I don't know how Joe Biden could justify a second term, really. You compare that to what other presidents were ranking in their second year of their presidency. Donald Trump had a higher approval rating, even with all of the mainstream arrows pointed at him. Donald Trump rated a 42% approval rating in July of 2018. George W. Bush, 72% approval rating in July of 2002. That was, of course, not quite a year after 9/11.
Hey, Jen, real quick, I know we're running out of time here, but if you had to pick one person other than Biden and the Democratic Party to run for president coming up in 2024, who would it be in your opinion?
I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. Okay. They've already done polling on this, that Gavin Newsom would not only beat Joe Biden in a Democrat primary by a couple of points, he would beat Donald Trump in a head-to-head matchup by about a point. So Democrats are going to be looking to see who could win. I think Gavin's going to be their guy. Anyway, we'll be right back. Colonel Kurt Schlichter up next. Going to be a great time on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.